Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, two times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. Today, I am a little bit nervous, but a little excited for this podcast episode, I won't lie. This is a completely off-the-cuff podcast episode. And I just want to share with you how on earth this podcast episode came about. So I've obviously spoken on my channels over the years about being a twin flame, that relationship in that period of my life, and the healing journey that I have gone along during that process. And, you know, I've spoken about it very openly. It's in my books. Like, if you're a long-term subscriber of my work, you're probably going to know that about my journey and my story, whether you resonate with that or not. And recently, out of nowhere, one of my really good friends is like, I think I'm a twin flame, Emma, and we're talking and, you know, I'm offering her advice and I'm supporting her. And, you know, obviously you can very clearly see the signs when they're there, you know. So she was like, you need to tell people this. You need to share this aspect of yourself more. And I don't feel like I haven't not, of course, but I feel like I haven't recently, shall we say, spoken about things and spoken about my perspective and thoughts and feelings on it, obviously now in a completely different soulmate relationship and a different, you know, season of my life as well. And then I saw a lot of podcast episodes coming out from great friends and peers of mine saying, you know, that twin flames are just trauma bonds, they don't exist. And obviously, you know, it's such a topic because I think there's a fine line between suppressing a whole community of people and also sharing, you know, our beliefs, our thoughts, our feelings on things, of course. And everybody's entitled to how they feel about things, what they resonate with, what they think, nah, you know what, that's not for me. Or actually, yeah, that does kind of make sense. So I really want all of us to go into this podcast episode, if you're listening, with an open mind, an open heart, an open mind. And I just want to share with you my thoughts, my takes on it, my experience, my journey for anybody who is a genuine twin flame, for anybody who is struggling, and for anybody who this is going to support and help, because I know that there's a lot of us out there who are navigating this journey. It's not easy. Do not recommend. 1-star Google review. No, I'm joking. But, you know, there is aspects to it that I really feel is important for people to know and to hear and to work with as well. And then after that, you know, seeing this podcast, after my friend talking to me about it, she was like, Emma, please do a podcast episode on this. And she's been pestering me daily for this since. And then what's really weird is today, obviously it's my time off at the moment and I'm really enjoying it. And a lot of deep inner work has been coming up as well during this time off, which is really, really interesting because, of course, that's all part of this twin journey as well. So I can really kind of like bring this into the mix as well, that the journey still continues, of course. And literally this morning I go onto Instagram and I have a DM from someone, and I barely ever get these DMs of saying, you know, I've just seen your work and I definitely think I'm a twin and I want to work with someone who's a twin expert or a coach. Can you recommend anybody? So obviously I responded to that. And then my partner, Alex, literally messages me. So he gives me these weekly updates. So at work, he sits obviously in a whole group of people, and he said they were talking about manifestation and crystals last week. And I was like, lol, you can't escape it. You have it at home, you have it at work, people are talking about it. And then he texted me this morning out of nowhere and said they're talking about twin flames behind me. And I was like, oh my God, here we go. And I said, right, what are they saying? I said, you're going to need to give them the real advice here, the real accurate stuff. And he was just explaining what he'd heard this lady say. And I just thought, you know what? Maybe that's my sign. Maybe that and the DM and my friend messaging me is all a sign that maybe this podcast is needed. And maybe this podcast episode is gonna land and resonate. And as I say this, my 40 copies of Hurt, Healing, Healed have just turned up at my door. So I think another sign from the universe of the book is that journey too. So yeah, essentially, I just want this podcast to be just a really open conversation of my thoughts, my experiences, my journey, what I believe on it, what I believe now, and how that works in my life now, not being in that connection as well, because a lot of people are going to resonate with that and probably wonder, well, how does it work, Emma? So let's start at the beginning, shall we? So I found out about twin flames. I actually heard about them very early on in my spiritual awakening. And I actually kind of thought my ex was my twin flame because of the kind of miscommunication around dynamics online. So what is a twin flame? We'll go through the dynamics. And I have covered this over the years. I did a fantastic YouTube video with my good friend George Lizos about the differences between soulmates and twins from his perspective, from my perspective. And it's a really, really good watch. I'll link it down below in case you want to dive deeper with it from George's skeptic kind of point of view into saying, you know, since knowing you, since reading your energy, since reading a lot of our other friends who are genuine twins energy, he was like, I believe, like I'd never believed in it before, but reading that energy, it's very, very different. And we've all had psychics say that to us a lot. And I feel very lucky that I have close friends around me who are on that journey, who have completely held and supported me during my time, and vice versa as well. So yes, a twin then. So obviously, I'm not like educated on all the ins and outs of every different dynamic, soul contracts, everything like that. I obviously only share what resonates with me, what, you know, I have awareness of. And I just don't think we're ever going to know the real truth and depths of how the universe works and what's 100% fact and what's not, because otherwise, why the heck would we be here, right? So I definitely don't claim to know it all. I don't claim that this is the right way or the only way. I think this is just what I've learned along my journey and what feels closest to, you know, the truth to me personally. So you have three different dynamics. And I actually think George talks about more dynamics in his work, where you have your karmic soulmates, your soulmates, and your twin flame. Not everybody is a twin flame, just to counteract that as well. So a lot of people think that everybody's a twin flame and that your twin flame is your forever person. And that is not the case in any way, shape or form. There are different theories and schools of thought on this in the twin community. I think from memory, there's something about like 144,000 people come down here to be twins, something like that. Again, I don't know how I really land with that, because I feel like although twins are quite rare, I feel like, where's that number come from? Like, why that specific number, you know? So there's kind of all these kind of theories of why twins are here, how many. And the general school of notion is that the reason why not everybody is a twin flame is because of the frequency and the energy that twins hold. And that if every single person had that, you know, it would be very chaotic here on Earth. But also, you know, that's not part of the purpose of why we're all here, if that makes sense. Because yes, twins are here to help elevate, obviously, through that energy, the consciousness of the planet, the consciousness of all of us. And we're all doing that as well. We're all doing that work. Essentially, twins are basically, you just couldn't have everybody as twins because it would just be too much energy, too much of everything. So that's my understanding of why people think that not everybody is a twin. So a karmic soulmate is very, very common. And I've gone through all three of these different dynamics in my life so far. So karmic soulmates are definitely what my exes were, where there were predestined events and situations that were meant to happen to obviously live out my karma, to, you know, fulfill the soul mission that I've come here to do, to go through the certain things that are going to get me to where I need to be, to do this work, to heal, to embody unconditional love, which is my life path 33 numerology, and, you know, to embody everything that I've come here to learn, essentially. So karmic soulmates are very common. Most of us will have them. And most of them are quite obvious to pick out in your life as well. So those karmic soulmates basically get us to where we need to be, essentially. Then we have our soulmate connections. And soulmate connections are very, you know, overall pretty harmonious. They move quite quickly. There's lots of harmony in those, you know, relationships. A lot of people end up marrying their soulmate, obviously, and spending their life with their soulmate connection. And ironically, we have more than one soulmate as well. So when people say like, oh, my soulmate, you know, we journey around with a whole bunch of soulmates. So your soulmates could be your romantic partner, they could be your child, they could be your dog, they could be your brother, they could be your father, and they could be your best friend. So we travel around with our soulmates as well. It's not just what, we don't just have the one soulmate, and if it doesn't work out, tough luck, you're out soulmates. There are lots of different soulmate connections that we experience and multiple options with our free will choice. So that, say, if we didn't end up with one of our soulmates, there would always be other options. So I think that was always reassuring for me to learn when I realized that actually there are more than just the one dynamic. There's not just one soulmate. And we do journey around with our soulmates and experience different lifetimes and lessons together in our little soul family pods and our little soulmate groups. So you've got your karmic soulmates, your soulmates, and then you've got your twin flame. So you only have one twin flame. Anybody who claims they're on their fifth twin flame, I hate to break it to you. I do see this online and it does make me chuckle. There is only the one, because essentially they believe that, again, I don't think I land with this fully. I do believe we're still separate souls, twins, but again, the kind of traditional teaching would say that soulmates are two individual souls in two separate bodies. Whereas obviously like Plato and all the Greek mythology obviously depicted soulmates as one soul in two bodies. And then we were kind of, you know, destined to find each other throughout each life. And that's the kind of soulmate journey. Well, that's actually what twins are. So twins are supposedly one soul in two bodies. I don't think I land with that fully, and I've spoken to George in great depth about that, and he said from his understanding of things and how he reads energy, he also doesn't agree with that either, and we actually discussed that on that YouTube video. So again, I'm not saying that that's right or wrong, I just think for me, doesn't personally land, but that's the kind of like official terminology. Now, a lot of people are like, well, twins only started appearing in the 80s, like no one had spoken about it before. But I think, well, if it wasn't needed to be known, and I'm sure people did know about it before, it just probably wasn't heavily documented in books. And I mean, I'm even reading Diana Cooper's Discover Atlantis at the moment, and she's even talking about twin flames in there, and that book's been out a very long time. So I don't feel like twins are a new conversation. I just feel maybe it's not a loud conversation before the last few years. And obviously, when I found out about it in 2016, again, I thought it was what a soulmate was. So everybody's like out there manifesting their twin flames. I was one of them. And oh my God, don't manifest them. If you're not one, you don't need to be one. Trust me. And I think there's this whole like pedestaling online of like, oh, twins are like superior and, you know, they're wiser. And I just think, do you know what? Like, it's just not like that at all. And I think any genuine twin would tell you that, of like, it's not an easy ride. It's not a walk in the park. No one would wish that upon themselves. Obviously, our soul signed up to it before we came down. Clearly, we didn't read the T's and C's. But ultimately, it's not something I think we should be striving for or comparing ourselves to, or even manifesting. If you're not a twin, you're not going to be a twin. And I please encourage you to celebrate that, because having a soulmate relationship and having that now myself, oh my God, is as easy as breathing. It is as easy as breathing. And obviously, you know, that's come of a lot of hard work over the years on myself, on my trauma, everything like that. But ultimately, don't feel bad if you're just, in a soulmate connection, because actually celebrate that. There's so much beauty that comes with that. And there's so much healing and up-leveling and beautifulness in that connection too. And you will. Everybody has their own stuff to heal. Everybody has their own stuff to up-level. And, you know, I think a lot of people think that twins are this kind of like holy union of specialness, and people pedestal it and then think they're a twin. And I think this is where all the toxicity comes into it, and all the like bad name and bad rep that twins get, because it's kind of seen as this like ultimate connection and this like pedestaled relationship, which I just think if you're a true twin, you're just not going to be doing, because ultimately, if you are with your twin in union, like, you're just like, thank God we're here, you know what I mean? And obviously, as someone who's not with their twin, you know, I'm just like, wow, like, thank you so much for those lessons, thank you for that journey, thank you for allowing me to understand myself more. But I don't need to pedestal that. I don't need to let that be my identity or like control my life, if that makes sense. So there's definitely a kind of hierarchy when it comes to twins. And I just think real twins just won't subscribe to that or want to be a part of that, because that's really not what the journey is about. So what is the journey about? Well, the whole purpose of twins, like I said, they're here supposedly to elevate and raise the consciousness of the world and help with the Great Awakening and help, you know, lift us all to a place where we're experiencing a lot happier energy and vibes and experiences in this world. And listen to Diana Cooper's episode on my podcast if you want more about the Great Awakening or what the hell I'm on about, because again, I know little bits, I read a lot of Diana's work, I love it, but I'm not an expert on that, you know, through and through. So the whole point of twins is that they are here to basically embody unconditional love and be the expression of unconditional love. And essentially the whole purpose of twins is to, I guess, well, people would say it's to trigger one another. I don't know whether I'd use the words trigger, but highlight one's shadow to themselves and their inner work, healing, trauma, to basically bring everything up to the surface, to be able to be healed, released, and transmuted, to be able to step into their highest self of union. So what people confuse a lot with twins, in my opinion, is that union speaks of together. And as any spiritual teacher, maybe even someone who doesn't even subscribe to twins, but like, I know Buddhists would say this, I know that a lot of spiritual teachers would say this, that the only time union of anything could happen in any walk of life is through inner union. And unfortunately, in the twin community, I don't always feel that the inner union is the point that is highlighted. It's always the outer union of, if you're not together, then you haven't healed your stuff, there's a runner, there's a chaser, and all these dynamics. And whilst there are very, very classic signs and very, very easy to witness, dynamics that are going to be clear you're in a twin flame relationship, everybody is different and every connection is different and every, you know, experience is different. So we can't just use a textbook and say, well, you're a twin or not, you're not a twin. I've always found that the real twins know they're a twin. They don't question, they don't have to ask, they just know, because you know in your soul that, heck, this is the journey I'm going on. And oh my gosh. And that's not to say that other people don't go through really, you know, like challenging times and adverse situations, like, oh my God, each and every one of us do, of course. But that twin journey is like trauma on steroids, and it's a lot to navigate as well. So the kind of stages, so to speak, I wouldn't say, again, I fully subscribe to this, but the classic stages that are kind of taught is the kind of like meeting part where things go quite well. You feel this intense connection to them. You feel like you've known them for, and again, soulmates can reflect this as well. Like you feel like you've known them for a long time and you don't know why. For me, something felt very unsettling about it. Like it definitely started to trigger me up right from the beginning where I was like, ooh, okay, I want to run and I don't know why. And then you kind of get into, once you're past the bubble stage, into the running and chasing dynamic. And again, this is where it's kind of like the icky part of twins. Yes, these things happened for me, absolutely. I'm not going to deny that. But I think this is where people mistake trauma bonding and just toxic relationships as what, and again, it's so difficult because there's such a fine line, because how do you determine what's a twin flame journey and what is just trauma bonding and red flags and someone just, you know, trauma responding and being in a relationship that's, you know, really not healthy for them. And there will be people who aren't twins who go through narcissistic relationships, who go through abusive relationships, who go through all those, you know, really, really challenging things. And I think people see trauma as a twin and like, oh, it's okay, they're my twin flame. So it's like a really difficult conversation because you've got two ends of the scale. You've got genuine twins who are going through that experience, who know they're not mad, they're just like, what on earth is happening and how the heck do I work with this? Then you've got people who are, because again of the miscommunication online around twins, who are in unhealthy, traumatizing dynamics, which is trauma bonding, are using being a twin flame to advocate, you know, really bad behavior or abusive behavior. So it's almost like we have to separate that, and only you will be able to tell within yourself whether you're one or the other. Nobody can tell you that. And I really just want to say, don't use the twin flame term as an excuse to not love yourself, as an excuse to stay in a dynamic or relationship that is painful, that is abusive, or that is not serving you, or something that is making you miserable. The whole point of the twin flame journey is not to be miserable. It is deep. It is like, it cracks you wide open. And during that running and chasing, shall we say, dynamic, obviously it is very painful because you don't understand what the heck's going on. You're like, how could we have this really intense, like, and again, another representation of twin relationships, they're very intense. The highs are intense, the lows are intense, the sex is intense, like everything's intense, like on every level. And you just feel that intensity. But then the healing coming up is intense as well. So everything I would describe about twins, and again, looking at my friends' dynamics, having worked with clients over the years who are in these dynamics, everything's very intense. There's no sort of like neutral ground. It's like high, extreme highs, extreme lows sorts of things. There's no sort of regulation with it. I mean, there could be for a small amount of time. And again, this is my experience. Like someone else could be experiencing a whole different journey. Maybe they've been with their partner for like 5 years and then the twin journey comes up. You do find it comes up quite early on, but again, that's not exclusive. Everybody's different. So, you know, if you've been married with someone for 30 years and then inner work's coming up, that's probably just going to be your soulmate. But, you know, if you are from very early stage on in that relationship, like very confused, like what's going on? And again, it's like, well, what do we kind of, how do we separate someone who's just not emotionally available and they're messing someone around to the twin journey? So let me give you a real example of this. So after my twin flame relationship had ended, and I'd reached that inner union within myself and decided, nope, that is not for me. I'm destined for bigger, better things. Nope. I obviously started dating and I met a karmic soulmate. And it was very confusing for me because I was like, okay, well, I feel this like really intense connection to this person, but he just wasn't emotionally available. And actually, there was so much I learned within that short connection with this person, because they taught me a lot about myself. And also they taught me a lot about what healing had to still be done as well. So for me, a lot of people could have been like, oh, you know, with that kind of like him messing you around and, you know, and not really going anywhere. Like people could have confused that as a twin journey very kind of like easily of that connection. Like, I feel like we have a deep connection, but I'm not sure why. And it's not really working out and it's gone a bit weird and you're kind of just not into it. And I think that's where people confuse the twin journey. Like that it was just never a question in my actual twin connection. It just never was of there was this unspoken intensity, this unspoken language almost of this deep knowing that that was what that was. And obviously when I'd learned about it in 2016, I'd learned about it in the kind of like not a great way of like, oh, it's your soulmate, that's the person you end up with. So when I then actually met my twin, that's when I really learned about what the heck a twin actually was. And I was like, oh, okay. And we were just manifesting that, right? Okay. Could have avoided that. No, you can. So it was always meant to happen. It was in my destiny to happen. There's no way I could have like avoided it. But ultimately, don't manifest a twin flame. If you're not a twin, you don't need to be. You can avoid a heck of a lot of like trauma, pain, healing, up leveling. Take the easy road, babes. Trust me. Take the easy road, manifest ease, manifest love, manifest a soulmate. Like, don't even waste your time. If you are a twin, then this is the podcast for you. So that's what I feel when people say like, I'm manifesting my twin flame. I'm like, no, oh my God, do not. You're lit. No, just no. Manifest ease, manifest love. So to get onto the whole trauma bonding kind of conversation with twins, and when this podcast episode came out recently from one of my peers and friends, you know, I spoke to my twin friends about it and I said like, God, like I really see this woman's point and I really get what she's trying to say with it. But I feel like a lot of genuine twins are going to feel like their journey's not their journey now. And like, you know, what they're going through isn't real. And we all know deeply it freaking is and how lonely that journey can be a lot of the time. And I would hate for people to feel like, you know, they're just kind of not being gaslit, but like, you know, saying like your experiences aren't real, it's just trauma bonding. And I spoke at great length with them all. And they all said, well, did you trauma bond with your twin? Because I didn't. And I have to be honest, I didn't. Like, he brought up a heck of a lot of trauma within me. Like, he highlighted and shone that mirror on where the work needed to be done. But we did not bond over our trauma because I didn't know what my trauma was. And he didn't bond with me over his trauma. Obviously, we were just playing the roles that we were meant to play in each other's lives and bringing up that inner work for both of us to be able to heal and transmute and, you know, come into that inner union within ourselves. So I wouldn't say I trauma bonded. And, you know, my friend who I'm referencing here, I was there for that whole connection, that whole experience in her life. We ironically met over being twins so randomly at a Hay House Writers workshop all those years ago. And I know that they did not trauma bond. It was like an unspoken language, an unspoken connection that just existed. It made no logical sense. It went beyond all fathomable words and like explanations, but there was just this deep knowing of that is my twin. And I just don't think any of us ever questioned it, if that makes sense. Even though we didn't know much about it, we never questioned it. So then that led to us going down, me and my mates, a very long journey of learning about twins. And, you know, there were some good resources out there and some very not so great ones. And I still don't know where I land fully with twin flame teachings. That's why I'm not necessarily recommending anybody, because I'm not sure I fully land with it still of certain people's stories and takes on things. Like, and that's what I mean. It's not to say that those things aren't right or they're not good or they're not helpful for people. It's just, I don't know where I land with it. So I don't want to recommend anything that actually doesn't feel like a full body yes to me, because that's not what I do here on this podcast. But we have spoken about twins a lot over the years on this podcast. And, you know, I have some friends who, you know, have joined these conversations over the years who are very adamant that twins don't exist and they're trauma bonding. And I say, well, the archangels that you're teaching are twin flames. Like, twin flames have been mentioned for decades in archangels, in Mary and Jesus. A lot of people are obviously like channeling Mary Magdalene and Jesus' teachings. They are the ultimate twin flames, both of them. So again, that's just what's woven into the sacred teachings of all of these incredible spirit guides in our life. Again, I'm not sure if that's the definitive truth, but, you know, from a lot of incredible, including Diana Cooper, Archangel, and obviously channelings of like Jesus and Mary Magdalene, it's all around twin flames. So that's kind of where I've also drawn a lot of support and guidance from, is from knowing that those connections exist in the angelic realm and in the spirit realm in different ways and in different formats. So I always find it interesting that people will teach that the angels and Mary Magdalene and Jesus are twins, but then not believe that twins exist at all. I just want to reassure people who are a genuine twin that definitely they exist 100%. And I'm going to agree with that probably until my dying day. And I think it's very rare for a twin who is not with their twin to actually still talk about their journey afterwards and say, yep, they still exist. It's just not where I'm meant to be. That's just not how my journey was meant to unfold. And I'm quite glad it didn't, if I'm honest, because, you know, I'm so, so in love with my soulmate and love him to pieces. And I'm so lucky that I have this season of my life now. So the teachings are probably the most icky part of the twin community, because it all, as I've said, has focused on the outer. It focuses on, like, you know, how to get him to want you, how to manifest him back, how. And the problem is like, we know in the spiritual and law of attraction community, guess what the biggest money making videos are? How to get him to text you. That's why I don't do them, because they're clickbait. I could get probably millions of views on a video like that, but I don't want to, because I'm like, no, empower yourselves, love yourself. You deserve the freaking world. Don't chase after people. That's not what manifestation is. The true essence of manifestation, the true essence of anything in this universe, is the essence of unconditional love. And if a teaching is not coming from that empowered place of reminding you of your innate wisdom, your innate power, your innate queen energy, and the fact that you are a being of unconditional love, and that is like the minimum that you deserve, I just don't want to teach it, frankly. So that's why I don't really agree with videos and twin teachings like that, because it's like, hang on a minute. If you're always chasing the external, if you're always trying to be with your twin and get them to come back and play into the like low level shadow side of twins, you're not going to get yourself anywhere. So there was obviously a big period in my life for many years where I was like, well, hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm in this chasing and running dynamic and I don't know what to do, and I'm healing and I'm working on myself and I'm, you know, going as my life is enabling me to, healing wise. What more can I do? And there was nothing more I could do apart from recognize my triggers, work with spiritual tools and modalities to heal those things coming up and focus on myself. And it was a really big epiphany for me. And I would say that, you know, I write about this in Hurt, Healing, Healed on my 27th birthday, which is, oh my God, 3 years ago now. Jesus, that feels ages ago. Like how quickly time moves, was that pinnacle inner union moment for myself where I was like, do you know what? I did everything. I tried my best. I did everything. I showed up with integrity. I showed up and did the work. I did everything. And do you know what? My soul and I know that's just not for me and I deserve better. That for me was that inner union moment. And there was a conversation that happened between me and my twin where there was no going back. And it was in that moment that I was like, it is done. And I almost like felt that soul contract complete, if that makes sense. And now I talk about it was over the really powerful eclipse season that we had in 2020. So obviously lockdown when everybody's inner work was coming up at that point. And for me, I was like, yeah, no more. I'm done. And I know that there is a soulmate connection waiting for me. And I think a lot of twins worry about that. They worry about, is there anybody else? If they're not my twin, it's never going to compare. And I will be honest, I did think that at some points. Is it ever going to compare? Is it ever going to feel as good? Is it ever, well, it certainly can't feel as bad, but like, is it ever going to feel as good as the highs, you know? And that was a genuine fear. And I know it's a genuine fear for a lot of twins, because again, in the community, it's very like drilled home of like, you know, this is the best thing ever. And, you know, you think, well, if this is the best thing ever, how on earth can it get any better? Like, how on earth can I find that or, you know, something more better and in alignment with what I want? But again, my close friend who is a twin is not in her twin relationship either. And she's with someone now and I've generally never seen her happier. And I see that same level of happiness and peace that I have within, you know, my relationship. And I'm like, nah, we deserved better and we chose better and we manifested better 100%. So from two twins on this journey, I can fully confirm to you, you will always have incredible options. The universe never detracts something from your life to give you something worse. It's always something better, this or something better. So take it back to that teaching of the universe has your back. You have nothing to worry about if for whatever reason, you know, you're not in that dynamic and it doesn't work out with that person. So I feel like it's a real mixed bag of whether it works out with people and whether it doesn't. I do know twins in union and I know it's very hard work for them. I know that there are struggles with that. They've gone through a very, very long journey together. And, you know, there's even psychics I've met who are like, oh yeah, I'm going to be with my twin in 10 years time. And I'm like, well, why wait? Hun, you're living now. Like, go enjoy your life now. Don't wait on someone for 10 years. Jesus. And, you know, like I was in that relationship for 3 years and it felt like it dragged sometimes. It felt like it was never going to get better. It felt like, oh my God, I've spent 3 years on this. But actually, I don't regret it one bit. It needed to happen in the time frame that it happened. And interestingly, then I met that karmic soulmate afterwards. And I read up about this afterwards because I was very intrigued to know that apparently if you, you know, aren't ending up with your twin and you choose not to, or it doesn't work out for whatever reason, you meet a karmic soulmate to transmute things and basically, you know, make sure that healing's been done and make sure that, you know, the karma is clearing, so to speak. And then you actually do go and meet a soulmate connection. So I thought, well, that's really interesting because that's exactly what happened to me. So again, I'm not saying that's everybody's journey. I'm not saying that's the fixed rule with this, but I was intrigued and I was really like surprised when I found that that's quite a common occurrence for people after, you know, not wanting to be with their twin. So I don't think there's a right or wrong. If you want to be with them or not, I'm not here to say what's wrong or right. Like, you do you. This is your journey. You know yourself best. And the real essence of the twin journey is knowing yourself at a level like you've never known yourself before. And if there was anything that I could say to people on their twin journey, it is listen to yourself. Do not listen to the outside world. There is going to be a lot of judgment. There is going to be a lot of criticism. There is, well, not always, but a lot of the time people don't understand it at all. And, you know, like even like that lady who DM'd me this morning saying, I just don't feel like people understand it. This is what I said. This is what my friend said. This is what so many genuine twins say. Nobody gets it because people think it is, you're just in this toxic trauma relationship. And I guess if someone looking in on my relationship at that time had no context, no background and looked in, you probably would think, yeah, Emma, like, get the heck out. Like, this is just toxic. Like, know your worth, get out. But actually, I had a lot of psychics read that relationship over the years, four different psychics, and some of them believed in twin flames and none of them I mentioned it to, because you just don't speak about the war, as me and my friends say. We just don't mention it because of people's judgments, people's like opinions. You just don't mention it, and unless people know it. And all of them, and we were read all by the same people as well, all of them picked up on it and said, "You're not a twin, are you?" And I was like, "Yep." And they were like, "Well, that makes a heck of a lot of sense." And as I mentioned with George, he was a complete skeptic before, did not believe them, and then read me and a couple of my friends who were, and was like, "This stuff exists. I don't know how, I don't know. It's changed everything I thought I knew." But he was like, "When you read someone who's a twin, like, you just see the energy." And I just feel it's something we can't deny about ourselves. And, you know, it would be so easy for me to never speak about it again. It'd be like, oh, you know, I'm behind that now. It's in the past. You know, I'm in a happy relationship. You know, don't speak about it. But what would be the benefit in that? Like, I'm never going to suppress that part of me. I'm never going to deny that part of me, because it is there for the rest of my life. And, you know, I proudly wear that of, do you know what? Like, thank God I went through that journey, because I would not be able to be the person I am today. I would not be able to have the relationship I have today. I would not be able to be the spiritual author and guide that I am today if I hadn't have gone through that experience, if I hadn't have had, oh boy, that wild journey to really, you know, show me what the inner work was. I wouldn't have written Hurt, Healing, Healed, and we wouldn't have had a book like that, which actually helps people do the inner work. So it's wild when you look back and think how all the like dots connect and think about like, wow, if I'd never gone through that journey, like this, and this would never have happened. But like, I don't look upon that journey with shame. I don't look upon that journey with regret. I don't look upon that journey and think, oh my God, Emma, you were so stupid. I look upon it because I know the, like I said, the unspokenness about it. It just is. I know it. It just is. It's there. And I found peace with it 100%, where I can happily live my life and, you know, live my life to my fullest, knowing that that's an aspect of me, but it doesn't control my life. It's not a sad thing anymore. It's a thing to celebrate of like, wow, I've like gone through that. Like, that's not an easy ride. Like, congratulate yourself, Emma. You know, like you've done it. And again, I'm never closed off to it being a lifelong journey either, because I think that would be very close-minded of myself, when we know the healing journey is a never-ending one of like, it comes up in smaller layers. We don't know when those like layers of the onion are going to come up, but the healing journey is for life in some respects. Not everything you're going to be healing the rest of your life, but there are going to be layers and facets to things and new things that come up as well. And that's 100% what I'm learning. Gosh, throughout all of these 7 years I've been spiritually awakened, but throughout this last, when I met him in 2017, so what's that? Oh God, however many years that is, 7 years, whatever, 6 years. You know, I'm learning that on that scale as well, of actually that journey is always going to be there through my healing journey, but I've got the tools and resources now. I've got the knowledge, I've got the awareness, I've got the, yeah, like the awareness over it to know that's what it is and to know how to navigate that and be totally at peace with what was. And I was actually going to record an episode on living grief today, because it's another chapter in Hurt, Healing, Healed, and a lot of you have asked me to talk more about living grief. So I was like, oh, I'm going to talk about that episode today. And then when all these signs of twins came through, I was like, nope. But I talk about it in the book. I was like, you know, I had to come to terms with living grief, of knowing that that wasn't going to work out and that wasn't what I wanted for myself anymore. But there was a whole timeline and a whole life that I'd experienced, if that makes sense. So it's almost like a head fuck, so to speak, of like, wow, like you think your life's gonna work out one way and it just like totally like 180s in the best way possible. And I think all of us can experience this. This is not exclusive to twins in any way, shape or form. Like I know so many people who are like, oh my God, I thought my life was gonna work out like that, or I thought I was gonna be with that person, or I thought that was the job for me, and wow, like the universe just came in and just like life trucked me, and now I'm on a totally different like timeline, like path, and wow, like how amazing is this? So yeah, and I think a lot of people probably have questions around, you know, the person side of things, of like, did they do the work, did they up level? And I think none of that's really relevant, because I can't answer that fully for you, because I don't really know the answer myself. But I just think when we're in those twin journeys, just stop putting the focus on the other person. Like, it's not about what they're doing. It's all about what you're doing. And that is the biggest lesson I learned, of like, if you're focused on what they're doing, that's not the twin flame journey. Like, you need to be focused on that inner union within yourself, which is healing all these aspects of yourself that are being reflected, because your twin is your divine mirror. Like, they are literally a mirror of you. So they are designed to reflect to you everything that needs to come up to be cleared and transmuted for you to step into that true inner union and your higher self and that queen that you are destined to become. So they are going to reflect a lot. But to counteract that, you can receive those mirrors in all of our divine assignments. So I talk about this in Hurt, Healing, Healed, about divine assignments of our karmic soulmates, soulmates and twins. And even any relationship in our life, even if they don't fall into those brackets or categories, everything is a mirror to us. But that twin journey is like a mirror on steroids. So we all have those mirrored relationships that mirror to us, you know, our inner work or things we need to work on, or maybe where we're not giving ourselves something. But yeah, the twinness is just like that on a next level. So it does mirror a lot to you. And it's a really intense journey. And like, I just want to say to anybody who's on that journey, like, you are doing incredible. Don't ever doubt that. And just because you're not seeing results in the physical does not mean you're not working on yourself. It does not mean that you aren't doing the work for yourself, your lineage, your future, your higher self, your healing, because you are. And a lot of the time, and again, I've missed quite a few key points out here, of course, because there's so much to cover in this, but essentially you have like your masculine and feminine counterpart of your twin. A lot of the time that can look like a stereotypical, obviously like the woman in the relationship is the feminine and the man in the relationship is the masculine. But obviously in like same-sex couples, obviously that's interwoven. And in any dynamic, you know, you will be clear on which one you fall into basically. So that's kind of your stereotypical kind of description of it. But again, you know, I know same-sex twins, same-sex couples that obviously, you know, have to use those descriptions in a way that resonates with them and actually how that actually lands with them. So yeah, so obviously a lot of the time the divine feminine is aware that they're a twin. They are wanting to do the work. They want to be with the divine masculine. And obviously these terms exist in the whole of spirituality. You know, I talk about divine masculine and feminine energy all the time. We all have it, whether you're a twin or not. And yeah, essentially the whole point, the whole essence is that women will tend to do the work more and the masculine will obviously be in the shadow, because you'll have like the light and the shadow aspect of the twin dynamic. But I just think as well, like, they're all kind of like specifics. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, yeah, does that really matter? When actually the only thing that matters in that connection, in that union, is you, how you show up. Because at the end of the day, if you show up and you reach inner union yourself and focus on your shadow work and focus on your healing and being the best version of yourself, there's only one or two things that are going to happen by the law of attraction. That person is energetically going to match you and meet you at your level, or they won't. And that's science. That is the law of energy. That is the law of attraction in its most basic, primest format, right? And I could say that with every relationship, that if anybody wants someone to change or match them or meet them, you have to do that for yourself first. You have to match and meet yourself and embody the thing that you feel is lacking. And when you fully embody that and give that to yourself, they have to meet and match you or it falls away. Simple. And it's so important that we focus on ourselves and that we heal for us. Not for a purpose, not for another person, but for ourselves. So I would just say, if you were like, okay, what would be the best tips that you could give to any genuine twin listening? I would say, you're going to know if you're a twin, first of all. You're just going to know. You're not going to question it. And also, if you're not a twin, please celebrate that. Like, celebrate your uniqueness. Celebrate the ease and joy and ease that you have in your life. Like, it's not something to aspire to. It's not something that, you know, makes anyone more divine or pedestal than anybody else. Like, twins would just not say that. They just wouldn't, in my opinion. Like, at the end of the day, we are all one. We are all equal. And this is just a slightly different journey that some people go along to have a different experience in life, to, you know, learn things or reach new heights in life. You know, everybody's on their own unique journey and everybody's going to have relationship struggles and challenges and blessings and lessons and things to heal and things to move through. The twin journey is just a little bit different. And I would just say, like, it's not something to manifest. It's not something you can manifest. It just is. It always has been and always will be. And again, if you're someone trying to find peace with maybe not being in your twin counterpart, I would say, like, read Hurt, Healing, Healed. That was the book I wrote when I healed that, when I was healing my wounds and my inner work and how I then came into peace with that. So I would obviously recommend that book because that is my journey literally in a book. But I just think, I know people are going to say, well, is there any twin resources you can recommend? But I just think there are actually so many great books and teachings out there on the inner work that actually probably just would be just as beneficial for you. Like, I wouldn't say that a twin book or a twin teacher helped me through my journey. I would say actually focusing on myself, focusing on my inner work, focusing on my shadow work, focusing on my inner child, focusing on my hurt, healing, healed journey was all I needed to do because I was focusing on me. I was focusing on the journey at hand, what needed to, like, you know, what was coming up to be healed. And the rest played out as it was meant to. I couldn't control that. I couldn't force that as much as I would have loved to in my ex-controlling vibes. You know, that was a trauma response. So you can't. You can't control what's going to happen. You can't control other people. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink it, remember? So I always love that saying. It's so random. But you just have to focus on your own lane. And I think that's great advice for any walk in life. You know, focus on your own lane. Focus on your own inner union. And the rest will play out how it's meant to, in the time that it's meant to. I know so many people, and myself included, who were just so frustrated at, why can't I just move on? Like, why can't I just meet someone? And believe me, I was there, like, I am doneth, universe. I am ready to meet someone who knows my worth. But I hadn't fully embodied it myself. I was not there myself yet. So for me, I had to really go along that kind of, like, lonely journey a little bit. Of obviously I had my friends and family and loved ones around me, but again, you can't really, people don't really understand twins to be able to have an open, honest conversation. So obviously the people who get it get it, the people who don't, you just have to receive the support in a way you can, right? But it was a very deep journey for me, where it took, you know, my own time, my own journey, to be able to fully embody that self-worth and fully embody to that place where I wasn't in a union and I knew I don't actually need anybody. Like, I'm at peace with myself. I feel good. I know my decision is the right decision for me and I can find peace with this. So actually finding peace with the whole dynamic and connection was pretty easy after that point. And I know that people could listen to this and say, well, Emma, listening to this, it just sounds like, you know, you were trauma bonding and going through that. And I do get it. Obviously, I'm not sitting here saying that the relationship was like all daisies and it was amazing and there was no trauma. I was diagnosed with PTSD afterwards. So I'm not saying in any way, shape or form this was easy. But ultimately, I just want to share what resonates with me and what still resonates with me after all these years. You know, I've been with my partner now, my soulmate connection, for over 2 years. So this isn't like a new thing for me at all. Like, I've found peace with this for a long time. And that's not to say that thoughts don't come up or inner work doesn't come up. Like, I'm human, just like the rest of us, right? But it's just such a different energy now. And yeah, like, I just feel at peace with it. I don't feel there ever needs to be a conversation or anything like that, because actually we said all we needed to at that point. So I feel quite lucky in that sense that I had that opportunity to feel that full closure, whereas I know a lot of people sometimes don't. And I think that's probably one of the hardest parts of the twin journey. If, you know, people go off and marry other people and spend a whole life doing different things, and they're always like, what if, or what was that? Or, and you know, I think we all have those nostalgic kind of experiences in our life where we're like, oh my God, in another life or in another timeline and things like that. And I just think we have to remember, like, we're here and now. We're not in the past. We're not in the future. We're not on that other timeline. We're here. We're here in this highest timeline that we can be in. And I just want to reiterate once again that what is behind you is not the best that you're ever going to get. There are happier days waiting for you. Your best day has not even happened yet, which is always an exciting thought to have. And there is so much waiting for you that you have no like comprehension of at the moment. And I think that's always exciting to think about, because I definitely struggled with that and that trust for sure. So to be sat here now with hindsight, I'm like, oh my God, imagine if I knew the level of happiness and joy and peace and security that I would feel. Like, what would I have told that past version of myself? But I think I just would have said to her, like, keep going, like, you've got this, keep going, like, you're going to be so happy, like, just don't even worry about it and just focus on that inner union, focus on your inner work, focus on your inner peace, and focus on being happy with yourself. Focus on wanting to spend the rest of your life with yourself first before you worry about spending the rest of your life with someone else. I think that's general love advice as a whole, but I feel like there's not many, many things I could recommend or say or you know, say like, oh, go check this out or do this. So I'll link the video that me and George did below, because I think that will take some of these conversations deeper for you. And actually, do you know what? I'm excited to see how I feel about this in like 10 years time, 20 years time. But I do still wholeheartedly and full bodily agree that twins exist. I still totally identify that within myself. That's definitely never changed. It's something I'm never going to suppress. It's something I'm never going to hide. It's something I feel no shame around whatsoever. And again, like, I just think some people are going to get it, some people are not. And some things in life we're just not meant to get, and we're not meant to fully understand or comprehend. But I think if we can stay curious and we can stay open-minded, then we can learn so much from people. So I'm still open-minded to twins being not real at all and that it is just trauma bonding, because, you know, I'm not closed off to that. Because if I was closed off to it, then I haven't learned everything I need to in life or about that situation. So I think it's such an interesting conversation where everybody's going to have different thoughts, everybody's going to have different opinions. And yeah, I hope that any twins listening feel so much love and so much support and feel so held during this, because I am holding you all, like, I'm cheerleading you all on, don't you worry, because it is something I think any twin would do when we're just there, like, right, we're cheerleading you on, you've got this. But please, please, please do not focus on the other person. Focus on yourself and the rest will work out exactly how it's meant to. Like, don't even stress about it. It's always like, I always say, you know, what's going to happen is always going to happen. But what you can control and what is in your power is you, is your emotions, how you feel, how you show up, how you heal, how you respond to things. And if it is a really difficult time for you right now during that journey or just in life in general, even if you're not a twin, you know, focus on you. Your happiness is within your control. You can't control how long it's going to take. You can't control the soul contract. You can't control what's happening with the other person or the exterior. And, you know, a lot of the time with twin connections, there is a third person involved as well, which I know is really hard for people. And again, was hard for myself in the periods that it happened. But ultimately, you know yourself. You know your worth. You know yourself. You know that what resonates with you and what doesn't resonate with you. So you can look at twin descriptions, twin advice and twin stuff, but just remember, if it takes anything away from your power, if you are giving away your power, don't do it. That is not what the true essence of a twin or spiritual journey is. The true essence of manifestation, spirituality, and twin flames is unconditional love. So work towards being the embodiment of unconditional love for yourself, nobody else, for yourself, within yourself, and focus on your own lane and work on getting happy, work on finding those moments of joy in your life as you can, manifest some great stuff, live your life, and whatever's going to happen is always going to happen. And whether you're a twin or not, we're all on this journey together, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. It's going to come, it's going to happen, and you will be able to handle it, whatever it is, because you always have and you always will, and you are so strong, and I love you. So that is my episode on twin flames. Sorry for the TED talk, everybody. It's gone on a little while, hasn't it? But ultimately, I hope that helps. I feel like we've covered good ground. I'm sure there's tons of things I've missed that are like, people will be like, well, how do I know if I'm a twin? I have shared a lot of the things in here, and obviously just intuitively you're going to know. People can pick it up in psychic readings a lot of the time if they're like, you know, tapped into that. But ultimately, just don't use it to pedestal. Don't call yourself a twin if you know you're not. Believe me, there's no credit you're going to get or validation for that. Like, being a soulmate is equally something to celebrate. Like, celebrate yourself, celebrate your connection, celebrate the ease and abundance in your life. Like, and just, yeah, focus on you. The message is focus on you. The inner union will always equal an outer union, whether that is with your person or whether that's with a soulmate or whether that's with whatever, like whatever you choose. That is the only way through. The only way out is through, and the only way through is through yourself. Through yourself. I just don't know where I was going with that. Through yourself. So I hope this podcast has helped. Obviously, if anybody has any questions, you're more than welcome to always reach out to me on Instagram at I am Emma Mumford. I'm also on Threads now, so come and look at my work on Threads. We'll come chat on there as well. And also, this is a conversation. This is not me saying that what I've said is the be all and end all. Definitely not. This is what resonates with me, what feels true, and where I land here and now. Maybe that'll change in 5 years. Maybe that'll change in 10 years. Who knows? But ultimately, let's start a conversation. So if you are a twin, come say hi. If you're not a twin and you're like, actually, this is really eye-opening, let me know. Like, I'd love to hear your thoughts and your feelings on it. Do you feel they exist? And yeah, like, I feel like there's so many mysteries in life and mysteries around twins, especially, and any dynamic that we're just not going to know all the answers to. And that's exciting as well, because we get to learn all of that in this lifetime. But again, just don't give your power away to people. And you know what? We're going to end with a really good mantra. I always say this a lot on this podcast, but I think we could all repeat this today, whether you're a twin or not, to reclaim our power. So I want you to repeat after me. I reclaim my power and call back all the lost pieces of myself. How does that feel? Right? Good. Repeat that every day if you can, even if you're not a twin. Such a good mantra to repeat, because you are your best guru. You know yourself best. You know in your core, your soul, what feels truthful and resonates with you. And that's also the essence of the twin journey, is not getting distracted. It's not allowing the outside distractions to take you away from the actual real essence of the journey, which is inner you. So don't let yourself get distracted with all the stuff of like, I can, like, if even if you're seeing stuff of like, this person can bring your twin flame to you. No, they can't. The only person who can is you. You, your energy, your vibration, and your work. And the universe, right? Like co-creating with the universe. So you don't want something that doesn't want you. You are a queen. You deserve the best. You deserve the most fulfilling, amazing relationship with or without your twin. So step up, love yourself, be the queen energy that you know you have, and they'll meet you and match you, or they won't. Anyway, I keep babbling. I'm sorry, guys, but join the conversation. Let me know what your thoughts are. Do you resonate? Do you think they exist? Do you not? Do you think it's trauma bonding? Like, all opinions, all discussions are always welcome. So come and join the conversation. And you can also post in the Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, my free group, if you're on there too. But thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget, you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fabulous week, whatever you are up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.